the book Hebrews, part 319. I'm Professor Hannes Redderhuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially the book What is Your God's Name, which is also part of one of the studies that we are currently busy with, which is just about, we're very near to finish it. I would suggest get the book. It's an A4 book, which is nearly 500 pages, with information that you've never heard about. Why? Because it was kept away from us. But Jaffa has provided for us to receive the revelation of the revelation word. Hallelujah. What is your God's name? You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, plus 27 international code, 0722-367-124. Go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications, all the other studies that we're currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. How privileged are we to start every day in the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh? It doesn't mean that you have to connect to this study to receive the presence. You can have the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh wherever you are. But we, as a study group worldwide, as part of the Bride of Yafashua and full-blooded Yafist, how privileged are we to partake in this time in the Word? That's why it's very important to me that the Word that I share with you will, to an extent, determine the way that you will function every day. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12 verse 12. Therefore, for you a part of the Bride of Yafashua, lift up the hands which hang down. Lift up the hands. We are not to let our hands hang down. Now, the figurative speech here is understanding that the posture of a person is what you see determines the way he or she feels. Did you know that? If you can read posture, people's, when you see them. If I come and sit here and I say, oh, brother and sister, oh, it's so difficult to serve Yafashua, oh. Just either way, if I sit like this, my posture says, there's a problem. But when I'm straight up, presentable, because I'm presenting the kingdom of Yafashua. So we, as part of the Bride of Yafashua universally, and Yafist, we need to be firm. Having our shoulders backwards and walking straight up. Now this is not the way. The straighter I walk, the greater Yafist I know. I'm talking in the spirit. When people see us, they mustn't see us as people that is bent forward and seems like they're looking for something that they've lost. No. The word says, lift up your hands. Don't let your shoulders hang like something that's lost something. We need to look presentable. And that's why every time that I come and sit in the studio, for whatever messages, English, Afrikaans or whatever, I always want to be on my best. Why? Because I represent the kingdom of Yafashua. preaching a gospel that most of the people has never heard of in the world. Why? Because it's been pressurized, it's been contained, it's been sealed for 2,000 years in order the Roman Catholic Church to keep it away from people. But Jaffa just opened it. Hallelujah. I say 2,000 years, not 2,000 years, for about 1,600 years. But I'm so glad that Yahushua brought us into the light of His light. The light of His light. He's the light that shines in a darkened world. Genesis 1 verse 2. Go read it. He's the first light that was created to overpower darkness. Because if you read Genesis 1 verse 2, and you see Genesis 1 verse 17, in verse 17, you only find that Jaffa speaks the sun and the moon and the stars to give light. But it's not the same light that's in Genesis 1 verse 2. That light is to keep the darkness, Satan, away, overpower him. And if you read John 1 verse 3 and 4, you will see the Bible says he is the light that was brought into the world. He was the light, hallelujah. We know the light, Yahushua. So what we do is we represent the light of the kingdom of Yahushua, in which he bought us with his blood. He redeemed us as pagans, brought us out of a pagan world, sinners, cleanse us through his blood, guide us through the Ruach HaKodesh, and learn and teaches us through the Ruach HaKodesh. Therefore, you who are part of the bride of Yahushua, lift up your hands which hangs down. You see, there comes times in our lives, we can't walk like this all the time. We want to, but it's humanly impossible because your muscles is not made for your hands to be there. You understand? This is a comfortable way in sitting with my hands down. But this has got to do with spiritual position. The spiritual position I represent is not letting my hands hang down. The Bible says, lift up holy hands unto Yahushua. Sometimes we must just lift up our hands. And we need to function as people that can praise Yahushua and Yahweh Elohim, lifting up hands. I say, lift up the hands which hangs down, and the feeble knees. This speaks, when I look at verse 12, it speaks of somebody that's in a position that presents someone that's carrying a very heavy burden. And Yahushua said he took our burdens away. He took our burdens away. There was a chorus that we sang years ago. Yahushua took my burdens and he cast it in the sea. He cast it in the sea. He cast it in the sea. Now I am as happy as can be, for Yahushua cast my burdens in the sea. How wonderful. All Pentecostal chorus we used to sing when we were still in church under the denominations. Today functioning under the Ruach HaKodesh for the last 28 years, not belonging to no church or denomination. The Bible says we must lift up our hands. In this day, as your first, we need to function in the power of the authority of the Ruach HaKodesh, in the name of Yahushua. The Bible says, whatever you shall ask the Father in prayer, in the name of Yahushua, you shall receive. No, it's not what it says. No, there's a condition. Whatever you shall ask the Father Yaffa, in the name of Yahushua, and the condition is, and believe it as it says. It's not just asking. That's why 99% of our prayers is not answered. Because we don't add the condition. We ask the Father in the name of Yahushua, and now we just wait for it to happen. No. We need to believe it as the word says. Everything that you shall ask the Father, Yahwa, in the name of the Son, Yahushua, and believe it as the scripture says, then you shall receive it. Now, suddenly, we know how to pray now. If we pray in the way that I've just said, suddenly your prayers become powerful. You speak to the Father in the name of Yahushua and believe it as the word says, as the scripture says, that you shall receive. Do you believe that you will receive it? No, I believe the pastor must believe it, and I believe that somebody else must believe it, you know? That's why miracles doesn't happen. Because the people that you pray for, they don't believe they can be healed. You understand? They must also believe they're going to be healed. Then it will happen. Then a miracle can take place. Even the greatest miracle is a sinner coming to repentance. The Bible says so. There's no greater miracle as a sinner that comes to repentance. Therefore, those who are the bride of Yahushua, lift up your hands, which hangs down. We are not beaten. When your hands is down, it says you are beaten. I surrender. I can't lift up my hands. I don't have the enthusiasm. I don't have the power. I don't have the authority. Although in war, when they capture people, then they put up their hands. They surrender. They put it. Even you can't put up your hands, you will put it up just not to be. That says, please don't shoot me. That's actually the sign. But in the spiritual sense of the word, when you surrender to Satan, you put your hands down. He says, I'm beaten. I cannot. As a youngster, we were trained in boxing since 6 years old. And once you see that your opponent, when you're busy fighting, that your opponent, his hands is dropping, that's when you know you've got him. And this is what we must guide against. Even if it's difficult to lift our hands up, just pick it up. Think about the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh in our lives. And the moment that we do not have fruits, you remember yesterday's message? The fruits that is visible, 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 14, the fruits of the Ruach. Look at this fruits I'm showing. I'm showing top quality fruits in the Ruach, not little onions like that. Fruits that will shine in a darkened world. The moment we do not have that, we drop our hands. We tire, we surrender. The Bible says, lift up the hands which hangs down. In this day, let's be firm. Although there's sickness, I know there's many sick people. And there's cancers around, and there's other sickness around. In these difficult times, in the economy, and with the war in the Far East, and things that's happening over the world, petrol prices and gas prices going up, and every cost of living is going up. You think, where is going to stop? Do you know what? Every time Yahweh's drawn us through it, there's been difficult times before. And the Bible says, when you see all these things happening, lift up your holy hands from where your Redeemer, Yahushua, will come. Hallelujah. He's not coming out of the earth. He's coming because he ascended into heaven. And he says he's going to prepare us a place, and he's coming back to take us to be where he is. And he has sent us the other anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, which teaches and guides and leads us in all righteousness and truth. He says, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, the knees that doesn't want to walk. We drag our feet, and the posture that we are presenting of, we are beaten. No, today I want you, although you are sick, although you are going through difficult times in your business, although you have problems in your house, maybe with your children, and although there is drama, be straight up, proclaiming the truth of the word. I'm more than a conqueror in the name of Yahushua. This is our scripture for the day. I'm going to uplift my hands. I'm going to strengthen my knees. And I'm going to proclaim, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm not just a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror in the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.